Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Dublin Labour councillor Alison Field has been fighting for a suitable school place for her son James, who has autism, and despite assessments confirming his needs, suitable schooling options are either unavailable or oversubscribed, and Alison has now decided to take her fight to the European Parliament. Alison, you're very welcome here to the programme today, and thanks for joining us. Before you tell me about your trip to the European Parliament, tell me a little bit about James, first of all.
So my son James, he was 2 when we knew something was up, and it took almost 2 years for him to be to get an assessment lead and to be diagnosed. So then, back then, we had the battle of a school place then, so we were looking for school place for him, and we got 18 refusals. He finally got a place, but it was not the appropriate school place. So now, moving forward, we're in the same situation again. He needs a special school place in a secondary school for September, and we have had 16 refusals. I've applied that is suitable to him, and no place.
When you say you got 18 initially and then 16 refusal letters, Alison, what was the reason for those refusals?
The reason is that most of them is they have no place. One in particular said he's number 8 in the late waiting list, but there was no place for that year. So another one, he's number 55 on the waiting list. And basically it was just a one-liner telling me that. So I just, like, I'm reaching out to everyone on this. But in particular, why I'm in Brussels here is because of assessment of needs for children. There's over 20,000 children waiting on an assessment of need in Ireland. And the government say different, but you need that assessment to access a school place. So, I mean, I'm only after filling out all the forms and doing all the details. And for each school I apply to, you need an assessment of need. And that's where it starts. I mean, children are waiting, some up to 6 years. To get an assessment of need, and it's just a crisis. Families crying out. I mean, I'm over here with other women, and the stories they have told me, even bits I didn't even know, and I'm used to this, and it still shocked me, you know. So there's 3 other mothers here. They're absolutely fantastic. You know, they're like myself. I mean, advocate, do anything. We want to change the system, that no one has to go through what we have been through, basically.
So it's actually getting that assessment of need is one hurdle, as you pointed out, Alison. There's a long, often lengthy list.
And then
you get
on. There's no therapies to follow.
And then you queue up to get them as well.
Yeah, there's no follow on. Everything is, and like, as I maintain, James, my son, he's on the NCSE books nearly 7 years. And like, it's not like he just became autistic, or like, James is quite severe autism and he's non-verbal. It's not like he just became autistic overnight, you know. This is a crisis. And once again, children with disabilities are put at the bottom of the list, and they need to deal with this. They need to actually do something appropriate about this. So this is why we have brought this petition to Europe, and we are hoping we can get some action from Europe sent back to Ireland, to our government, for a proper system put in place, that families are not suffering years. I mean, James, say, for example, 2 years, more, almost 2 years on a waiting list. Kids always, I mean, that's 2 years waste, you know, because we certainly didn't know how to deal with it then. We didn't know, I mean, you know.
So where is he at the moment? Where is James?
So James goes to one of the most fantastic, like, it was tough to get him a place, but I laughed on my feet. So James goes to, he's in an autism class in Lawrence O'Toole's on Seville Place. Now, he should have always been in a special school, but that was the placement we got then. But I have to say, they love him. He loves them. They're just, I'm crying now in June when he leaves. I really will be so upset.
So I suppose it's the next step, or where does he go to then? So you're over with other parents today, as you say, bringing a petition to the European Parliament. What, if anything, can the European Parliament do, though?
Well, they can give some sort of directive on what way this, I mean, it's like, it's breaking their own law in a way, that like the 2005 a Disability Act states that a child should get an assessment of need done within 6 months of application. I mean, that in itself, there's no one, I don't think. I think they said 7% get that. and people are left waiting years. So we want basically the EU to investigate what's going on and to contact, and I think they send some kind of action plan over. That's what we're hoping for. And the hearing is tomorrow.
And I'm not taken away from, you know, from the merit of that, but I suppose I'm just trying to get my head around, you know, given the amount of times, Alison, we've talked about this, you know, particular issue, and the number of parents across the country that I'm sure they're tuned in this lunchtime thinking, you know, that James' story is exactly like my own son or daughter's. What, if anything, will change if the European Parliament do issue a directive to the Irish government to say, you know, an assessment of need has to be carried out within the next number of months? Because it nearly appears that we don't have the resources to fulfil the legal obligations that are there at the minute.
Well, I mean, they will give them directive on that. And I mean, I don't know whether funding comes into it or anything like that. We'll know more in the next few days. But I mean, you know, something has to be done. It's just such a crisis. I can't describe what people are going through and people are living. I mean, I know myself, early stages, you're only, it's very, very tough, the early years. They are tougher because you're thrown to this whole world and you don't have a clue what's going on this whole world. Like, you really don't. That's why I had to try and explain it to people. And that's why, like, that's why I decided to become a counsellor, to give a voice. It's quite funny because then they asked me to run in the general election and I couldn't because the situation at home with James at the time, I couldn't have the time. It was a bit ironic. But like, even all our here, we're like, you know, we're, you know, to get, it's not like you can throw your regular 12-year-old into anyone to mind him for a few hours and he occupies now. It's completely different. So it's a lot of work coming over here for us.
Absolutely.
But we just, all of us want to change this for Ireland. We want to change this and we want to highlight this in Europe. And I know for a fact, and how I came up with this idea, come with this petition to Europe, was the Stardust families. They came to Europe with a petition and that got their inquest. So that's where I got the idea. I'm friends with, I'm friends with a few of them and that's what kicked off for them. So I am hoping the same thing happens.
Something will maybe come from that.
Memorial Day means serious savings at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,500 store-wide. Tempur-Pedic and Sealy adjustable sets are now up to $500 off. Or get a king purple mattress for the price of a queen. Plus, free next-day delivery and setup. And our exclusive lifetime price guarantee locks in your best price forever. The Sleep Outfitters Memorial Day Sale. Going on now. You don't want to miss it. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
How many people signed the petition, Alison?
Our own one online.
Yeah.
I think last I heard, I think it was about 800-900, I think, but that was a few days ago. I must ask them actually how many signed it now. But in order for the petition to go forward in Europe, so basically you need case stories. So mine and the other three mothers. So we submitted it with some proof and that's how that runs. And we obviously have the other petition too to say that, like, you know, people are not happy about what's happening.
So you address the European Parliament then, the members tomorrow, is that right? You have your petition.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, yourself.
Yeah, we have it. We so basically you're only given 5 minutes to speak. And so me and one of the other mothers are speaking. So we're going 2.5 minutes each. And we'll explain the situation. It's very hard, I have to say, to, like, my first speech, I think, was about 15 minutes, but you have to narrow it down and get your points over and stuff. And then other MEPs, like the likes of Eamon, I think he'll talk and different MEPs will talk. And then I think they have a quick little talk between them. And then, but we're going to demonstrate that something is done now, that we have it in writing, that something, that letters will go. We don't want it just left. We want action to, you know, taken.
People getting in touch here, Alison, listening to you today, maybe didn't know about the petition. I mean, is it still something that people can sign?
Yeah, absolutely. You can sign it on online. Go on to the, should be on the Labour page there or any of my pages, Alison Field. Aon's pages, they're all on. Some of the mothers, they're all
it's
on.
Aon O'Riordan, the MEP you're talking about, isn't it?
Just Aon O'Riordan, Aon O'Riordan, MEP, yeah. Yeah, he's over here. He's after meeting us. We're after having a meeting and we're going now to meet with other MEPs. I think there's 14. I think half of them are able to make the meeting. So we're literally going in now to meet them.
And have you any idea, you know, what, if anything, might come from this? I know you've kind of you've cited the Stardust families, but have you any idea how this might go? Or what's your expectation?
No idea. My only thing is it's children, it's disabilities. They have to agree with us. They just have to and do something on it. You know what I mean? That's my only thing is it's really hoping that something finally will be done. I mean, it just has to change. Years of, like, you know, and then even, you know, if James gets a school place for September, then it's after that. Then it's more adult day services. It's like, you know, they need a whole proper life plan put in place for families. They need proper respite for families. I mean, they're killing families. They're killing them. I mean, you've heard of that group too, Before I Die. Oh, I mean, yeah, they're you know, like, I don't know how I'm standing some days, to be honest. Now, he's the loveliest child, but he's nonstop. Do you know what I mean? You know, he's cute and all that, but he's still nonstop. And when he doesn't want something, he doesn't want something, and you'll know, you know what I mean? So they're taking away our youth, basically, you know? They're taking it from us. We're getting older quicker, or maybe I am just getting older. I don't know.
No, I think what you're doing, you know, it's incredible, Alison, and there's a, you know, a lot of support coming in. I can tell you here today, you know, from listeners, that are tuned in. Because, I mean, to be fair to you, like, as you say, you're, you know, you're James's mum, but you've sort of nearly become a kind of an accidental lobbyist, really, haven't you? You know, in all of this as a counsellor.
I'll tell you how it all came about. I couldn't get the school place. Aon knocked on my door and he helped me get the school place. And I said, right, I says, you're running in the general election. I'm going to help you. And went out and made a few friends along the way, and here I am now, counsellor, and that is you know. So
I know,
you just,
but it's not every parent. It's a difficult position.
That's the thing. Some people aren't. Some people just don't have it in them. Some people are quiet. Some people are reserved. Some people talk, like my own husband. I mean, doesn't talk very publicly about it. But I'm the opposite. It depends on the person. You know, some people aren't able for it all. Yeah.
Just to give you a flavour of some of the messages here, Alison, today, sure. Listener says, just a message for Alison. I just want to say thank you on behalf of parents of Ireland who face this situation every single day, whose kids are the most in need and continue to be the ones most neglected by the state. For parents who fight a daily battle to survive at home every day because of medical or behavioural issues and just don't have any more fight in them. Everything she said of is the truth today. Thousands of families are facing and nothing ever seems to change. Promises after promises, year after year, talking about how they'll fix it and what they're going to do, restructuring elements that have never worked and still don't. So I just wanted to say thanks, Alison. Best of luck with your case, and we're all supporting you. Another listener says, I'm carer to my own son with severe autism, and I applaud this woman and others for standing up for us all. It's hard. I find it hard to even get through each day, and I don't feel able to fight anymore.
Yeah.
You can hear the heartbreak.
Totally get that.
That
the exhaustion. The exhaustion is a level of, I mean, thank God. And I really, my heart goes out to people that are single and doing this on their own, because with me and my husband, it's like, you do this, I do that and whatever. I really take my hat off to them. It just saps your energy. You don't know when you're going to get to go to bed. You're sick. You have to stay up. You have to mind him. It's just really, really tough. You don't go on holidays. We wouldn't be able to get James on a plane. You don't. Your life is just completely around James. And even like his poor sister is doing her leaving cert in June, and she's more worried about James and what's going to happen with James. First of all, the school place and life. And she loves him to bits. She is the best sister ever. She's always buying him clothes and bits, and she's so good to him. But she's 18. She shouldn't have that worry. She shouldn't be worrying about that. You know, it's wrong.
Listener here says, Alison, I'm a public health nurse, and when I meet parents of children with disabilities, I always have a quiet thought, thinking, my God, these parents will fight until their very last breath. It's so frustrating when you're actually working in this. This shame of a health service, and that's just the words
very much so. And I know when I heard it from a therapist, they're left doing a lot of the admin work and stuff, when they could, you know, if they got extra support, a lot of them, it's focused on that. You know,
what time are you speaking before the European Parliament tomorrow? Because I'm sure there's some of our listeners here might like to watch.
Sure. So what I'll do is I'll find out the link off them here, and I'll put it on. I'll get Aon to put it on his, because he's mostly. Probably mine is Ali Fields. Well, everyone calls me Ali. Alison Fields. Just you'll find my links there through Instagram and
social
whatever.
Media.
And I'll get them to put the link up. So I think it's here. It's between 6:30 here. So it's between 5:30 there.
Tomorrow evening. Well, Alison, yep. Listen, best of luck and thanks a million for taking
thank
the time
so
to get
much,
in touch. Not at all.
Thank you to all the listeners for giving me support.
Yeah,
that's actually making me
support.
Feel fantastic.
Yeah, good lot of support for you and the other mums that are and parents that are speaking there tomorrow. That's Labour Dublin councillor Alison Field with us here in Lunchtime Live today. Look, if you find yourself actually in that situation, like if you're waiting for an assessment of need for your son or daughter, if you're one of the 16,000 people waiting over, what did you say, 25 months? If you want to share your story with us, drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.